Hi, this is Gina. We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is the most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
At this point, very dissatisfied.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Let me just save this. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's very important issue to you? We can start with climate change.
Very important issue.
And how much would you rate it from 0 to 10, where 0 means this is not an important issue and 10 means it's a very important issue to you?
I'd say like an 8.
Thank you. How about healthcare?
Which one?
Yes, healthcare.
Oh, healthcare, that's a 10.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform?
Criminal justice reform, just criminal in general?
Yeah, all the criminal justice reform.
It's like a 10.
Thank you. K-12 education?
10.
Immigration?
10.
Thank you. Reproductive freedom?
10.
Thank you. Inflation and the cost of living?
Oh, that one's very important. 10.
Thank you. Democracy?
Oh, that's a 9.
Okay. And crime and violence?
A 10.
Racism and discrimination? Thank you. Voting rights?
10.
Student loan debt?
10.
Abortion rights?
10.
Jobs and wages?
10.
Thank you. And as you might know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off and sometimes something comes up and prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
Right now we're at a 10.
Thank you. What is your race?
White.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1991.
Could you repeat that for me? I couldn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. 1991.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A college degree.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I feel like a 7.
Thank you. Now, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I feel like they're about the same, at 8 maybe.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 okay. means that you don't feel, I'm sorry, that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you do not feel any particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. We can start by the Democracy Party.
The Democratic Party?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
5 is favorable?
5 would be neutral. 0 will be very cold and unfavorable. And 10 will be very warm and favorable.
I'm at a 5. I'm at a 5 with all the political parties, if I'm being real honest.
Okay. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
What about him?
How would you feel from 0 to 10?
Probably 0. I don't feel anything.
Thank you. How about Kamala Harris?
She's at a 7.
You said 7?
Yeah.
Okay. How about Joe Biden?
I'm with a 0.
Okay. The Republican Party?
Give him a 3.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided, or you do not plan to vote?
Kamala.
Thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Probably the Democratic.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
In 2020, Biden.
Okay. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
I would say, like, it hasn't gotten better. Worse?
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, is about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
About half and half.
Thank you. Now, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe... No!